And as you know, just recently, the federal government has waived some economic sanctions on Russia to allow an oil pipeline to be built in Germany. What is the stand of the conservative government? Some Ukrainians believe that's is a bad move and is fueling the Russian war effort. What do you believe?
Well, our conservative party, the official opposition, we're not in
Opposition.
government right now,
Sorry, yeah.
but we are very, very
Opposition government.
clear. We are very clear in saying that we believe that the Trudeau government made a big, big error in approving the export of this turbine that's now going to go to Germany and facilitate Russia's ability to sell gas to Europe. We believe that is wrong-headed. On the one hand, we pay lip service to wanting to support Ukraine in its war against Russia and against a president of Russia that has no regard for human life, that is violating international norms. And yet at the same time, Mr. Trudeau feels it's quite okay to allow the export of this turbine because he came under pressure from the Americans. Since when do we actually calibrate our foreign policy based solely on what the Americans want us to do? Mm-hmm. We know that the Ukrainian government has already said, and its president, President Zelensky, has said that he is appalled that our Canadian government, after supposedly supporting Ukraine in its fight against Russia, is now facilitating Russia's war against Ukraine mm-hmm. by exporting this turbine. So if we were in the government's shoes, we would have never approved that export permit.
One quick more foreign policy question before I wrap it up is, as you know, you probably have heard this morning, Israel and the Palestinians are trading missiles and rockets. What does Canada need to do to ensure the safety of Israel, the only democratic state in the Middle East, but also bring a peaceful solution to the region?
Well, if you're talking about Israel, I mean, Canada has always supported a two-state solution.
Yes.
In other words, we do believe that there should be enhanced efforts taken to get the sides together mm-hmm. to craft, to iron out a two-state solution that will serve the needs of both Palestinians and Israelis and provide both with assured security. Mm-hmm. That is always Israel's concern, that whatever long-term solution is negotiated in the Middle East, that it serve the long-term security of Israel. And so we are certainly supportive of those efforts, and a conservative government in the future would hopefully play a critical role, a key role in facilitating that kind of an agreement.
Okay. And what is your final message to people who are listening to this interview in the Fraser Valley?
Well, my message is this. In Canada, we've been governed by a liberal government under Justin Trudeau that has proven itself to be disingenuous, in other words, dishonest in many ways. They've made hundreds, if not thousands, of promises over the last 6 years, many of which they have never delivered on, in fact, have no intention of delivering on. And we as conservatives believe that we offer solutions to our country's problems that the liberals are avoiding or simply don't have the answers to. We believe in a free market economy. We believe that we should be getting tougher on the most serious criminals in our country and impose mandatory minimum sentence on the most serious of these kinds of crimes. We believe that we can get inflation under control if government gets its spending under control. And we believe that this federal government should have a plan to return to balanced budgets. Right now, they don't. Mm-hmm. We as conservatives have always said, that the starting place to getting inflation under control and getting our massive debt and deficits under control is to have a plan to return to balanced budgets in the medium term. We love our country. We believe that our country should have a place on the international stage that is respected, that we should restore our place on the international stage as a trusted, trustworthy middle power that can speak to the superpowers of this world and be taken seriously, something which we've lost over the last few years. I'm still optimistic about our future as a country, and I know you are as well, Sergeet. So thank you for the opportunity share some of my thoughts with you.
Thank you for joining us this week on Eye on the Valley, right here on CIBL Radio. Join us next week as we have another great episode for you. Have a great weekend.